Oh.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want, dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right into your calls about what you want. Still to come, we'll tell you who the UK is enlisting as their newest snitch squad. But first, we've talked to Tim in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind, Tim?
Well, I thought my fellow listeners might be interested in this announcement that Ron Paul has endorsed Chuck Baldwin.
Is it true? Where's your what's your source on that?
Well, the Campaign for Liberty website.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I thought he endorsed all third-party candidates.
Yeah, he said vote for anybody.
Well,
but
it's actually this long essay, which goes into detail about how the Libertarian Party candidate kind of dissed Ron Paul and said that, you know, Ron Paul should really be making a choice, not split the Liberty vote. And so at the end, in kind of a nice little sentence, it says, I've thought about the unsolicited advice from the Libertarian Party candidate, and he has convinced me to reject my initial stance in the November election. I'm supporting Chuck Baldwin, the Constitution Party candidate.
Very interesting.
Oh. Yeah, you know what? I just called it up. There's a website, ballotaccess.org. Yep, and it says, you're right, I've thought about the unsolicited advice from the Libertarian Party candidate, and he has convinced me to reject my neutral stance in the November election. I'm supporting Chuck Baldwin, the Constitution Party candidate.
Interesting change.
In your eye, Barr.
Yep. Still doesn't really do much to excite me. I certainly understand that it's going to do a lot for Mr. Baldwin. All the Ron Paul activists out there likely are going to, or a good chunk of them will likely go ahead and throw their weight behind this Baldwin character. And we had an extensive discussion about this guy last week. Nick from Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio, was on the air with me at the time. And we kind of dug into the Constitution Party's platform, and it's just bad news. I mean, for anybody that loves liberty and likes the idea of allowing one's neighbor to live free so one can also be free as well, these Constitution Party people, they don't understand that. They don't understand non-aggression. They may get it on some issues like lower taxes and all that, but these people
also got to be better than what we've got.
They also want to crack down on the freedom to travel. They want to crack down
the border
on
border is a huge thing.
For yep, immigrants. Yeah. They want to crack down on. They want to continue the war on drugs.
Yeah.
So these people have a particular moral set that they would like to impose on everyone via the government system, and it's just they're despicable.
You know what's interesting?
Despicable.
By the very use of the term Constitution Party, I know a lot of the people who are involved with that movement or have been in the past. And, you know, like, for example, Howard Phillips ran as president of the Constitution mm-hmm. Party banner, and on many issues he's great. But you're right, they tend to sort of adhere to what they believe is a traditional patriotic American, using the term constitutionist, you know, hearkening back to the old days of the founding fathers. And they think that they've got, I'm not going to be totally disparaging because I like a lot of their positions, but it seems as if they feel as if they have a lockhold on what the founders would have thought. And sometimes the founders were wrong, and in some
Absolutely.
Cases they're not right about what the founders thought.
Tim, your thoughts on this endorsement by Ron Paul?
Well, I haven't really investigated Chuck Baldwin until this announcement. I'm watching this video. It's actually kind of scary. He actually identifies himself as coming from the religious right. He says
exactly.
He graduated from Liberty University, which is Jerry Falwell's. Camp. Yeah,
so very evangelical movement in the Constitution Party. Yeah.
Yeah, not too thrilled about that. But,
yep.
But with regard to the discussion about the 20,000 mark on the Free State Project, has anyone ever discussed replacing that with a smaller pledge, maybe 1,000 people, to move to one town within New Hampshire to?
There have been some discussions about the, you know, what has been called in the past the Free Town Project, and
they're essentially adopting the same same thing as what we've been talking about here. There's the Grafton, New Hampshire, is what they're calling the Free mm-hmm. Town Project, and
they don't need 1,000.
They're quite successful up there. They've already got Free State type people, liberty oriented people in office in Grafton, and there's not that many offices. They don't have a zoning board. They have no zoning. Right. So, yeah, things are really happening in Grafton. Absolutely. Yeah.
But there's no movement within the Free State.
When I say things are happening, I don't mean a grocery store.
The Free State Project doesn't actually have any apparatus to make something like that happen. That would have to be, I think, separate from the Free State Project.
That would be entirely separate.
Right. So FreeKeen is my website. It's not like – it's not – particularly like the Freetown Project exactly, in that this is a much bigger area. Keene is a population of 25,000. I think Grafton has 1,000 people or something like that.
Well, it depends on what you want out of life.
Yeah.
If you don't mind living rurally and driving, 10 or 15 minutes to the grocery store at least.
I think to some extent
Grafton's okay. If you want to live in a city, then Keene's the way to go.
Well, I mean, and there are different people that will say different things. There are different factions. I mean, there's the Manchester group that's going to point out that Manchester is the biggest city of them all with 100,000 population.
Certainly, it's got the biggest nightlife. Metropolitan.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, and of course, they're also telling, from what I understand, there are a lot of families that are living out on the seacoast.
Yeah.
So that might be the place to go if you've got a family. There's no real centralized hub, a website of information that's got all these different areas kind of playing off one another. It's just that they're all sort of self-organizing. So freekeen.com is a good place to go see what's going on in Keene and to learn what the activism's about here. I don't think there's any central hub for Grafton. It's just sort of known that that's where the small town Free Staters are, a lot of them are going to. So as you kind of get plugged into the movement at freestateproject.org on their message board or nhfree.com's message board, you'll start to learn who's kind of promoting what area. But I think it'd be great if you wanted to start promoting one of those areas, if you picked a favorite and got out there and promoted it. I think that'd be fantastic.
It's brilliant. It's a great idea.
Any other thoughts, Tim?
I had signed up for the Free State Project, and I don't know that I'll be able to move by the end of 2008. And I was thinking maybe it's like a fundraising gimmick. You could maybe sell extensions to the pledge.
To the first 1,000?
Yeah, the first 1,000 pledge. $25 you can extend the pledge to move by 2009.
It's a good idea, but it harkens me to the idea of absolutions from the priests, the Martin Luther. I mean, somebody's going to be pounding a poster up on my door.
I do feel a bit guilty that I won't be able to move by the end of 2009.
Well, that's okay. Just use that guilt as your impetus to get it happen.
I'll tell you what,
sooner.
I'll absolve you if you sign one person up for the Free State Project.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Tim, for the call.
Every month you're gone, you need to sign a new person up for the Free State Project.
Yeah, there you go. 1-800-259-9231 is the number for us. You can bring up anything. We talked to Johnson in California. Whoa, my goodness. I don't know what that is. Johnson, are you there, sir?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Johnson. Okay. So,
Are you on a speakerphone before you go on?
No, I'm not. I am on a Bluetooth earpiece. I can try
it's
turning
awful.
It off.
Yeah, turn it off if you could, please.
Okay, just a moment.
One of the problems with the handsets is, they work great for driving and all, but they just don't have
the power,
kind of crispness, the quality that you really need to.
So it sounds better.
Yeah,
it sounds a little better. Go ahead.
It must be low on power. I must have a bad phone connection because I have called you on the earpiece before and it normally sounds pretty good. But anyway, what I want to call about is, and I don't enjoy talking this way, but I feel like I need to take you guys to task a lot.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a turnoff. First of all, the first thing that started with Ian talking about dropping the 20,000 number, which is just a huge off-putting idea to me. It in so much as if the Free State Project the leaders of the Free State Project get rid of that 20,000 number, I'm not going to consider myself a member anymore. The document that I signed said 20,000. That's what I believe is necessary. I don't care if it takes 2020 to get to that number. I do think people should move now, but I think getting rid of that number, I will no longer consider myself a member of the Free State Project. Now, that doesn't preclude me from moving anyway and getting involved in Liberty, so maybe I don't have a huge, strong stance to stand on there.
Johnson, I don't think there necessarily is a membership to the Free State Project. I've been thinking about this, and it's really signers. And once you've moved, it doesn't matter whether you signed or not. You're here. So if they got rid of the 20,000 number, then you wouldn't be a signer necessarily because there wouldn't be anything to sign for, and you'd just move. You'd be
Hang
a free
on, Johnson.
If you moved.
We're going to bring you back here. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Talking about moving as many liberty-loving people to the same place, New Hampshire is the place that has been chosen. What's the best, most effective way to make that happen sooner rather than later? It's Free Talk Live.
Losing weight is hard for me. I don't like depriving myself of food. It makes me irritable. And I can't take stimulants. They make me even more irritable. That puts the kibosh on most diets and diet supplements. I didn't think there was any hope but some arduous exercise program somewhere in my future. But I found something else that's working great for me. DEXC20. DEXC20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it twice a day. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm losing weight. 5 pounds at last count. DEXC20 is an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. But for me, that means losing the weight I want to lose without all the hard work and deprivation. You can find DEXC20 at most drugstores, like Walgreens, CVS, GNC. Pick up a bottle of DEXC20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way with DEXC20 at diet.freetalklive.com.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line in here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, including the archives, the wiki, the updates. Get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
You know, we talk a lot about freedom here on Free Talk Live. My first exposure to the concepts of liberty came from superhero comic books when I was a kid, Captain America specifically. Right now, Free Talk Live listeners can get an autographed set of Freedom Force comic books for only $12, shipping included. Check out the child-friendly superhero adventures of Minuteman, Liberty Lad, Man-Bot, and El Diablo. The first of the Freedom Force team at tinyurl.com/freedomforce, or look for the Freedom Force ad on Free Talk Live's homepage. That's the Freedom Force ad on our homepage.
There you go. As we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want, Johnson's still on the line in California talking about how I had suggested earlier the Free State Project, a movement of as many, trying to get as many liberty-loving people, hopefully activists, to move to New Hampshire, get active for liberty so we can actually achieve it in our lifetimes. And I had suggested that the initial pledge, the 20,000, they were trying to reach 20,000 people to pledge that they would move once 20,000 other, or 19,999 other people pledged to move. I think it's outdated. I think it's unnecessary at this point, and I suggested getting rid of it. You called, Johnson, to suggest that if the 20,000 mark is eliminated, you would no longer consider yourself a member of the Free State Project. Is that correct?
Whether or not that matters or not, considering that I still plan on moving to New Hampshire and still plan on participating in freedom, you know, maybe it doesn't make a difference. But I think to examine and to think that that's somehow going to make the Free State Project grow faster is completely erroneous, because if you examine for the fact that the Free State Project, look at how fast it was growing before they chose the state, and that wasn't anything that was unpredictable. I knew well in advance that as soon as they chose the state that the numbers were going to slow, because it changes the very idea of what the movement is about. It becomes something that is sort of, it goes from being a nebulous concept into being sort of tinfoil hat-wearing territory when you chose New Hampshire. And I think that would have been true of any state, but, I think that that number, the original concept is still somewhat important in that, when I originally signed, the idea was definitely concrete in my head, hey, this number, 20,000, that is a very concrete number, and if they can reach that, then yes, definitely within 5 years, I can move for that ideal. Without that ideal, I'm still willing to move now because I do know that some things are going on in New Hampshire, but that's the other topic that I want to talk about.
Well, before you get to your other topic, if it seemed like I was suggesting that getting rid of the 20,000 number would increase signups, I didn't intend to suggest that. I don't know what would happen as a result of getting rid of the 20,000 number. I just think that it's a distraction from encouraging people to move sooner. If you still have that 20,000 goal out there, it just kind of muddles the whole idea of promoting signing up for the Free State Project. Are you promoting that they sign up for moving, sometime in the future, which at this indeterminate point, or are you promoting them signing up to move as soon as they possibly can and figuring out how soon they can move? I'd rather have somebody signing up with the intention of, okay, I'm going to move by this date. I've set this out. There's nothing indeterminate here. There's no arbitrary point that they have to reach in order to trigger my move. I think that I just think it'd be more focused as far as the people that were signing up. They would know they were signing up to move soon, as opposed to someday when you reach 20,000 and then 5 years from then. It just seems a little bit more concrete to me. That's all.
I guess, as usual, I fall somewhere between you and Mark. It seems like Mark and you are somewhat in agreement on this, but then Mark normally talks about how, people should just sign. And I feel like if with the 20,000 number, first of all, you can't really get rid of it because the original people who signed that document, they signed because it said 20,000.
That is true.
Or they signed when that's there. And no matter what, to me, that number is still there, no matter what. Even if it's taken away, it's only going to make me feel like, hey, I don't even want to be a part of this anymore. But the other thing that I want to talk about.
Thanks for the insight.
And all I have to say is whatever does not inspire internecine anger and frustration, the last thing you want to see is anybody feeling resentful about anything that's a positive movement towards gathering people for liberty. So if it becomes very, very frustrating, hopefully people will just drop it and say, you know what, whatever. It's something that is people are learning as they go on this thing,
The other thing that I want to talk about, and I think is sort of important along those lines, is a sense of, and this is what I was talking about when I was saying that I don't like talking this way because it's, you know, it's very negative, it's pessimistic, but maybe it's also realism. I feel like you guys talk and promote this as though things are happening. You know, New Hampshire is the freest state in the country right now, and people are moving, and all this stuff is happening. And I sort of brought this up in the Free Talk Live chat, the AMP chat, and I had a lot of people kind of agreeing with me, is that New Hampshire, the free state, seems to be more active, but not really more free. I mean,
I wouldn't disagree with you on that point too much. There's, you know, at this point, things are happening to roll back government in New Hampshire, and one can pick, you know, certain areas. For instance, I think the property taxes in Florida are lower, and likely the state taxes in Florida are lower in general because the tourists come and pay for the taxes as opposed to the residents, which is what happens here in New Hampshire.
There's a whole litany, Mark, of things. I mean, there's, you know, gambling is legal, prostitution is legal in Nevada. I mean, there are so many different places that have all these areas of freedom that are so much more free than New Hampshire.
In Nevada, you can't have prostitution and gambling in the same county. So you have to,
right,
you know, live on, if, I mean,
okay,
you know, you're still traveling a county which is the size of New Hampshire, likely, in order to get to the next place where the prostitution's legal. Gambling is somewhat legal in New Hampshire. And, you know, I mean, you still have to wear your seatbelt in Nevada to go to those brothels. You don't have to in New Hampshire. You can't carry your gun on your hip to go to those brothels in Nevada. You can't in New Hampshire. Try carrying your gun on your hip into the casino.
But those aren't changes that have happened since the Free State Project came into effect, since people started moving. Those aren't changes that Free Staters have made. I want to see,
no,
you know, when you start talking about...
Right, I understand you, Jackson. The Free State Project is in its incipience. We've only had, you know, it's only just begun. How are we going to have turned it back? I mean,
right, I understand
600
that,
people.
But what I'm pointing out is the way you guys are talking about the Free State Project as though these things have happened already. They have.
I don't think we've suggested that.
We give facts, Johnson, facts that you can reference and look at.
150 people that are going to the election.
Look, Johnson,
that's
I would not let Ian tell you that New Hampshire is a free state. I wouldn't let him do it.
It's a utopia here, actually.
Right. It's just not. I mean, I will not let him tell you those things. I will let him tell the truth, fact by fact. But
the truth is, this is the place with the most liberty activism in the world. That's the truth. There is nothing else out there.
I think that's what needs to be said consistently, not that it's the freest state.
I've never said that. I've never made the claim that New Hampshire is the freest state. Never have I made that claim.
I don't know.
Okay, well, I've heard it.
I don't believe I don't recall having made that claim on this program. I don't know if there's any way to determine
how could one quantify
the
statement?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there what you have is a we have the number one product kind of statement. You can't quantify which state is the freest because what are the numbers? You know, which state can you carry a gun in your hip? What freedoms are important to you?
I think I've suggested that when you cross the border into New Hampshire, you might feel a little freer in that you can take take out your gun and you can take off your seatbelt. But is it the most free state? I don't know. There are a lot of qualifications, a lot of things to look at there.
That's close. It's in the top five.
I've got a little bit more if you can hold me.
I can't, but call
us
tomorrow night, my friend. We got somebody waiting. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want just by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. At shrine.freetalklive.com. And are you remodeling your kitchen or bathroom? Well, now you can purchase knobs and poles at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internkanobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs and poles, all at internobs.com. Somebody suggested that perhaps Alaska may be a freer place than New Hampshire. Let's take a look at that in a bit, but first go to Fletcher, who's been waiting patiently in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Fletcher.
Hey, thanks.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah. What?
What's on your mind tonight, Fletcher?
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to talk about the AIG bailout and how I think it's actually sort of a good thing in a way.
What do you mean?
Well, first I want to say that my roommate's a big fan of yours. He's even got like a New Hampshire map hanging on the wall in the dorm here.
Excellent. I think that's great. It helps you visualize what's coming next.
Yeah.
Tell him to put that map up.
It's kind of a zen thing for him.
Tell him to put that map up on his New Hampshire wall when he gets here, all right?
Yeah. He's someday, you know. It's like Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I think the AIG bailout is kind of actually a good thing because, I mean, really we need them. We need AIG as a company, and we can't just allow to happen.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to say you thought it was a good thing because people would start to recognize the perfidy and corruption inside the monetary system and how it's ruled by political interests. You're saying it's actually good for the economy?
Well, that's true, too, but...
What?
How can you have both of those?
No, I'm just fooling. Go ahead.
Well, that's true too. That I mean, it's obviously bringing this corruption to the American people's knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think it's ridiculous.
But
that,
don't the American people already know the government is corrupt? I mean, don't they understand the politicians why? Don't they get that?
I think they do, but not to the degree that it is. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's been swept under the rug for years and years.
You know? I want to allow you to go into your details on this, but I have to say, you know, a little bit earlier we had a call about Murray Rothbard and also just a little bit about what is seen and what is not seen. And the trouble with the thesis that is offered by some people who are supporters of free markets, that the AIG thing could be a good thing for free markets down the line because people will learn about it, is you're running into the Bastiat syndrome of what is seen and what is not seen. Frederick Bastiat described it in the 1800s. What the American people are not going to see is the $1 trillion tax burden that's taken away in opportunity costs and given to these businesses to buy up from these banks these bad assets.
So the $1 trillion that I could have had in my hand, well, you know, 300 million Americans could have had in their hand.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this is negative for the American people, but I mean, you know, this is like a global economy now.
Yeah,
I mean, we have to look at the American people.
Hold on, you're robbing the American people in order to support the global economy. Do you think that's fair?
It may not necessarily be fair, but in my defense, your mom's a sweet piece of ass.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
Very sophisticated.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you.
What are you going
to
do?
So there you go.
Anyway, but you know, it's an interesting point just to bring up real quick. You know, you can liken this to, let's say you've got a drunk who is going into absolute delirium tremors or a drug addict who's going into DTs and he needs something or else his whole body's going to just kick out on him. So you give him this short-term fix, right? But in giving them a short-term fix, you know, you take money from somebody to give him this short-term fix. What you've done is you set it up that later on he's going to be caught in, you know, like drunk. He's going to hit somebody in a car.
Right. I'm for giving the drunk the short-term fix because I think medically that makes good sense. What I am not for is walking outside of, the recovery center with a gun and taking money from somebody in order to get that fix for that drunk.
Yeah, and you know what? The analogy isn't really that apt either because I was talking to my brother about this real quick. Imagine, excuse me, a lot of people think that if this weren't done, like my brother and I were talking about it, and he said, well, you know, if this weren't done, if the government didn't pull through, then the whole system would have collapsed. I said, but the thing is, Pete, imagine what it was like in post-Soviet Poland. They did the shock therapy thing. If you don't do the shock therapy thing and allow things to liquidate properly on an economic scale, and I'm going to go into this a little bit more over at Liberty Conspiracy, but imagine you have two charts. And you have one chart that's a rectangular chart, horizontal, and on the one axis you have time, which is left to right, and then the upper axis is the effect on the economy, how badly it's affected. So that's your perpendicular axis, and your horizontal axis is time. So if you allow the marketplace to operate properly, even though it's been all screwed up, you're going to see a sharp downturn in the market, but then a curve upwards in real growth, right? And relative growth. But if you've got, and I don't want to be too abstract in it, but imagine another chart where the government comes in and uses tax money to substitute so that the downturn isn't as sharp. It goes in these little stages. Unfortunately, you'll get these little upticks here and there, but the relative scale is always going to be in the negative. It has to be because you've taken money out of other people's pockets. So what you have
the wealth won't build as much in the long term.
Right. In the long term, what you've got are
you're not delaying the inevitable. You're making the inevitable worse.
Right. What you've got are on that second chart. What you've got are these little upticks and further downticks in an ever decreasing rate of return on the money that you've taken from people. It doesn't go up slowly. It goes down, up a little bit, down more, down more, up a little bit, down more, down more, down more, down more. It continues in that curve. And this is what these people don't understand. When you look at economics, there's no way that you can get around it if you're not allowing the marketplace to make the decisions. It doesn't work any other way.
So I think it's a brilliant point.
Yeah, I got to explore that more. I'll come back to you guys, or I'll do something online for that.
Over at your website, libertyconspiracy.com. The toll-free number here for you is 800-259-9231. Is Alaska the freest state, or is it New Hampshire, or is it one of the other western states like Wyoming? I think the debate still continues on, but I guess, Mark, you were saying during one of the breaks that what really matters is what you want, right? I mean, if you want gambling and prostitution now, then you should go to Nevada. I mean, if what you want is instant gratification, right.
Freedom to me does not mean gambling and prostitution. If I wanted to gamble, I would have spent more time on cruise ships in Florida. Sure didn't. There's gambling here. I could play Hold'em, Texas Hold'em.
Gambled in the streets and nobody arrested us.
Well, for pennies.
gambling.
It's playing.
As long as there's a potential for loss or gain, then you're gambling.
I understand you're doing it as a civil disobedience. It doesn't, to me, qualify as gambling. If you want to gamble, let's get together tonight and we'll play Texas Hold'em, and then you'll see what it's like to gamble. However, I could play Texas Hold'em at a local casino. They have them here attached to the dog track. Mm-hmm. But I didn't move for freedom in that way. To me, freedom is taxes, really, and for you, it's less government intervention in your life.
Yeah.
And I could handle more government intervention. I could handle government intervention in my life as long as the taxes are low, but the government doesn't tend to intervene when it has little money. So I'm about the source. And New Hampshire, probably not the it's not the single best place for what you have to pay in taxes, but I'm willing to trade taxes in order to see more liberty. What I saw in Florida was a downward trend.
Yeah.
Downward meaning upward trend in government control of things.
Downward trend in freedom. Yeah.
Downward trend in freedom. And I knew that was happening. I had no control, no action. There was nothing going on. There was no movement towards liberty, and there was no one interested in it, really, in Sarasota, Florida. However, when I got up here, I see it every day. I see people involved in it. I see an understanding of what liberty is, and in the natives, to me, New Hampshire's moving towards freedom.
Also, Alaska has all of the people that live there get subsidies from the from the government there for the oil payment thing that they get. You've heard about that, right?
How did you ever wean them off of that?
Right,
how?
That's bad news. Plus, it's huge. It's huge. So actually achieving anything and getting together to do things would be next to impossible there compared to here. It's Free Talk Live. More on the way.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photoblocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photoblocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photoblocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photoblocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. It's a great way to help this show get on more radio stations across the country and get yourself some access to the perquisites that we offer, like the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Gardner, I noticed that you're hanging out
Indeed.
In the AMP-only chat tonight. So sometimes even hosts will show up in the chat, like Gardner, to say hello. So it's one of the things you only get if you're an amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Help us get this show into more ears around the world.
Dex-C20 is a natural appetite suppressant, enabling people to eat less and still feel full. Users report that they eat the same foods, they just eat less of them without feeling hungry. They also report feeling more energy without the jitters. We're very comfortable with the fact that the Dex-C20 contains no caffeine or herbal stimulants. This quote here. And I've been taking it. It's true. I don't feel any jitters, and I'm eating less. Today, instead of eating a large sandwich at the local sandwich shop that I normally eat, I ate 3/4 of the sandwich.
I used to come in very frightened that he'd take a chunk out of my arm, but it's good now.
And that's a good thing, because then you had a quarter to eat later as a snack, right?
That's a friend of mine ate it.
Oh, even better. Make more friends.
Dex-C20. You can get it at Walgreens, CVS, GNC, or diet.freetalklive.com. That's diet.freetalklive.com.
All right. So real quick here, continuing the discussion, because there's a few more things I had to say about the idea of Alaska perhaps being more free than New Hampshire. We touched on the fact that everyone in Alaska is getting a welfare check from the government. That's real bad news.
And freedom is things that you want to do in your life.
Yeah.
And some things that I think that a lot of people, maybe in the freedom movement don't think about is professional football games. Where are you going to see a professional football game in Alaska?
You can't see one in New Hampshire either.
You can't in New Hampshire, but we're within an hour and a half of whatever it is, the Patriots.
Boston.
Yeah, wherever the Patriots play. I don't know the name of the stadium. I'm not a big on that. But I know that a lot of people want to see that kind of thing. You can see Major League Baseball. You can see the NBA. You can see a boss. You can see a Broadway show there.
There are just more population centers around here in this northeastern
region.
That's
freedom for a lot of people, you know?
Than there is in Alaska. The landmass is a huge factor. I mean, how many New Hampshires can you fit in Alaska? I'm sure somebody could go and crunch the numbers on that, but well, I imagine quite a few.
There's a population issue, too, and Alaska has some advantages there. But, you know, it would have its own special challenges. You wouldn't be able to get the average person from Sitka to, I think, Anchorage. Maybe it's Nome is the capital. I don't know what the capital is, but you wouldn't be able to get them there without a plane to go and lobby on a bill. So,
Gardner, I mean, you mentioned you'd gone to a recent Free Stater shindig, a party that was being thrown recently, kind of in the center area of the state.
Yeah.
Therefore, people that were going to that party could drive for as little as an hour to an hour and a half, perhaps, and actually get there.
Yeah.
Whereas something like that in a place like Alaska, good luck getting people to turn out unless you are in a population center to begin with.
It doesn't bolster the morale, is what you're saying, and morale is very important. Yeah.
So as far as a place where people who want to be free or are willing to be activists toward liberty could gather together and have the most possible effect, New Hampshire was chosen overwhelmingly over places like Alaska and Wyoming, many of these other places that people frequently will pony up, or Montana, as these places wherein the Free State Project could have worked better in their opinion. Well, in the opinion of the thousands of people that voted for the state a few years ago, New Hampshire won overwhelmingly, and it's because of things like what we're discussing here. It's also because of some really interesting facts about New Hampshire, both politically and not, that I think one of the things about New Hampshire, as I understand it at least, and I could be wrong about this, but as of the last time I looked a few years ago, it had the least bureaucratic burden, in that the amount of bureaucrats per capita population is lower here than anywhere else, from even, I believe, even lower than Alaska. So I'm not positive on that. But
you have to check that.
As I recall, that was in the New Hampshire 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire document, which as of today is a little outdated, but is still available over at the Free State Project's website. And it was my understanding they wanted to, I guess, update that particular document, but apparently a lot of the information sources they used have not yet been updated. Mm. So
sure, they're government information centers, and a lot of their information is coming from 2006 or whatever.
So there's a lot of really amazing stuff going on here, and of course that's the other factor, is the activism. What kind of activism do they have now in Alaska? Not 5 years ago when the state vote was going down, when the Free State Project members at that time were deciding which state to move to. At that time, there was no New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. At that time, there was no Ridley Report. There was no freekeen.com. There was no Free Talk Live in state. There was no, Gardner, you were probably here. But there was most of the stuff that's happening here now wasn't happening then, and it's certainly not happening anywhere else.
There were several hundred signers from New Hampshire, like 300 signers from New Hampshire when they decided on New Hampshire, so they became movers, and no other state could boast those numbers. I think that in and of itself is a huge fact. They were already active for liberty here.
Even some of the things that the New Hampshire natives are doing was not going on back then. Free Minds TV, Minds Radio.
More Free Staters moving into the state has...
It's activated people.
Yeah, it's activated people.
Right, so there's this silent base of people, good, liberty-loving folks here in New Hampshire that have been maybe discouraged, maybe bummed out about all the mass holes, for instance.
Sure, just
up
like
here.
Everybody else is in every other state.
Right. So they've been reactivated. They've been excited. Free Minds TV and radio, I think we can announce it now. I mean, I'm sure Nick will be here tomorrow night, but they're going on the real radio. Genesis Communications Network going to begin syndicating our friends Toby and Nick over on Free Minds Radio on Sunday afternoons. And that's a show that it wouldn't exist had Free Talk Live not moved here to New Hampshire, because we moved here to Keene, Toby from Free Minds TV, happened to live in Keene. He happened to be listening to Free Talk Live, and we met in person. There was the idea to start a TV show was thrown around. They kept at it, which is, of course, the most important factor in success, is keeping at doing what you're doing. And now they're getting this is a big step for them.
Yeah,
so another example of something that just did not exist here until Free Staters started to move in. And so as more and more people come here, you'll see more of these things happening, and more media will be created, and more activism will start happening. And then it'll be a no-brainer. I mean, for anybody that looks at it right now, it should be a no-brainer. Like, this is where the activism is clearly. But a year, 2 years, 3 years, it'll become even more of a no-brainer as more people get involved. So let's go to your calls about what you want. Randy in Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Randy.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I haven't talked to you all for a while. Free Staters?
Yes, sir. Randy, what's on your mind?
All right. Well, what you guys, I don't know if you guys have looked at your constitutions.
They're not
state
my constitution.
And federal,
I'd like to
like
point
I
out.
Was discussing with you a while mm-hmm. back. But we are as free as we understand what our freedom is. In other words, if you know your laws.
My laws, again, yeah.
Our federal law, our state law, we're all free.
I don't see any reason to know their laws. They're not my laws. They're their laws. They
well,
love them. It's their system, not mine.
Okay. Well, no, actually, it isn't their system. They're not practicing the founder's system.
Well, they don't obey their own laws, if that's what you're referring to. That
yeah, they
true.
And they're not even their own laws. It's the founders were other people.
Well, and not
okay?
to nitpick,
now,
but
these
anyway,
guys
your point is
then.
That we're free. We're free anyway.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't want to be nitpicky, so I just wanted to get to your point. You're saying that we're free anyway, whether we're talking about the laws that
God
exist today?
God gave us free will.
Ah.
It's people that created government, okay?
This is true.
And government is what we make it. And what people in the United States of America are failing to do today is we've had, in 1776, they gave us the greatest form of government ever created by man, which I believe was God-inspired, and whether you like it or not, it's still the best government ever created by man, and man created government.
Well, that's not saying much.
And let me ask you something. If
the
we
problem
have,
is,
if, but hold
is
on a second.
We don't
hold
know
on.
Our
wait,
own
wait,
government.
Wait, wait, wait. Time out. Time out.
Go ahead.
You said that God gave us free will, correct?
Absolutely.
So why do we need government if God gave us free will? We could come up
we
with our rules
government.
Ourselves. Right.
We
so
don't
therefore,
need government.
Was the Constitution God-inspired or not?
We don't
like
need government. That's
there.
What I'm trying to tell you. Even though we have forms of government in this country,
right.
It's just like you are discussing how free you are up there in New Hampshire as opposed to maybe Alaska or some of these other states. Well, but, you're going off of their, what you're calling their rules.
This is
why
true.
Are you concerned
right.
about their rules?
You're right. I myself right. am not so much concerned, but there are others out there who do concern themselves with these things.
Okay,
and
since they do, what I'm suggesting, like I suggested to you last time I talked to you, is if since they are concerned about those rules, read those rules, and they should understand, once they really start reading and understanding what those rules, both state and federal rules say, have nothing to do with them, because they are private citizens. They are the sovereign. They are the masters. They're
it's
above
true.
Those laws.
If more people were to start living their lives as you suggest, and I thank you for the call, Randy, if more people were to start living as though they were the free people that are in charge and above the governmental system, then a whole lot would change real quick. Unfortunately, most people aren't willing or ready to do that in their lives. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapterOne.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
What if